Governor Sean Parnell yesterday fired back at legislative critics of his proposed scholarship program for college-bound students. Parnell was in Sitka speaking before the Chamber of Commerce. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Holding up a copy of the day's Juno Empire, Parnell told the audience he was going unplugged, or off his prepared remarks, to defend his governor's performance scholarship program. The GPS is the cornerstone of Parnell's education strategy. Parnell read the headline, "Legislators Balk at Merit Scholarships," and then continued.
"Some worry proposal would channel more money to those who already can't afford to pay for college. I say, what's wrong with all kids being able to earn this? Whether you have financial need or whether you don't, it's not about your financial station in life. It's about whether you're willing to work hard and earn a reward for that work."
The performance scholarships would pay 100% of the in-state tuition at a college or certified job training program for any Alaska high school student who graduates with an A average, 75% for B students, and 50% for students with a C-plus average in high school. The governor's appeal was well received by the chamber audience, which interrupted him on occasion with rounds of applause. Sitka School Board President Lon Garrison was in the crowd. He said he was heartened by the presentation and thought creating opportunities for kids across the board to attend college or receive job training was where we need to go.
"I think it would certainly provide motivation for students to take on more responsibilities. I think in terms of what the school district does, I don't see in Sitka that it's going to change a lot of what we already offer. We can offer that rigor."
Garrison agreed that work remained to be done on the program for rural school districts and added that the Alaska Association of School Boards was pro-merit because it evens the field for everybody. Governor Parnell has proposed setting aside $400 million out of the state's current $8 billion in reserves as an endowment fund for the scholarship program. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.